Let's look now at this good question. Does God ever say no to us? Thankfully, the Lord does say no to us at times. How blessed it is to know that the Lord answers our prayers according to His own perfect will and plan. So let's consider one prayer in the Scriptures where the Lord did say no. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12:7 through 10, "Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." While we're not told specifically what this thorn in the flesh was that was given to Paul, we can see that it came upon him from the mercy of God. Because of all the revelations that were given to Paul, the Lord understood that as a man, there would be a tendency for Paul to become proud. The Lord, in His infinite wisdom and loving concern, allowed this difficulty to come upon Paul. The apostle prayed 3 times, asking the Lord to take this thorn from him. Perhaps the Lord was silent for the first 2 times that Paul prayed, but with a 3rd prayer, Paul received his answer. No. No, the Lord would not take away this malady from Paul. In fact, there was a great lesson for him in this. Through this thorn in the flesh, Paul learned a very valuable lesson. The Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient for thee. All Paul needed was God's grace. Paul learned to rejoice and take pleasure in his infirmities, realizing that when he was weak and had no confidence in his flesh, he was really strong in the Lord. Indeed, we should all learn, in a practical sense, this blessed truth. We have God's grace. What more could we possibly need? So, for Paul's own good, the Lord said no to his prayer. And there are other reasons the Lord may refuse to give us our request. Let's read James 4:3. "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." Too often we ask the Lord for things just to make ourselves more comfortable and at ease in the world. The Lord loves us too much to give us the things that would draw us closer to the world and further away from Himself. The Lord has instructed us to forsake all, not to accumulate all. He has instructed us to lay up treasures in heaven and not on earth, because according to Matthew 6:21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And now let's read 1 John 5:14. "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us." What a wonderful promise. If we ask anything that is in accordance with the perfect will of God, He will hear and answer those prayers with a positive yes. We also have the promise of the Spirit helping us in our prayers, in Romans 8:26, where we read, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So, let us be very thankful that the Lord does not always give us what we ask for. Let's be thankful that He answers our prayers when our desires are in accordance with His will. We read in Philippians 4:6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." No matter how the Lord answers our prayers, we should thank Him. If He does not give us what we ask for, He will give us something better. He will give us exactly what we need.